All right, praise God. Good to see you all here this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen. You know, I know this. This is the place to come to. No matter what you're going through, this is the place to come to. I'm telling you right now, I know. I woke up on Friday morning and I had a pain in my back and I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to lay down, I'm going to stretch a little bit and see, and I got up and the pain didn't leave, so I laid back down and stretched a little bit more, and the pain got worse and worse and worse, and I finally yelled, Delonda! She said, what? I said, help! She come running upstairs. She never heard me yell for help, you know, and we prayed, and she laid hands on me, and we went over to the doctor, and they said, well, you have a kidney stone. And I'm like, oh, wonderful. So I've been in that pain for the last, well, since Friday morning at 8 o'clock when I got out of bed. And so, but when I came in here and I was still in pain sitting here this morning as we begin to worship, the pain lifted. So I'm in a good spot right now. Hallelujah. Today we're talking about mission. You can see it up there, mission. The mission of New Hope Family Worship Center, what we believe God is calling us as a church to do, to be. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking about that. If you have your bulletin, you can open up your bulletin and you can read in there our mission statement. And it says, changing lives by reflecting God's forgiveness and love, by exalting God, by encouraging each other, and by empowering people. So that has been our mission statement for since 2008. But we've, you know, a lot of that was birthed out of challenges that we were going through, and we're not in them challenges no more. So we believe that God has called us to another place of mission. And I'm not going to tell you what the mission statement is until week four. Okay, so you got to just come every week, but you're going to get an idea of what where we're going as a church and what God has called us to. So, you know, he's called me to be the pastor here. And I'm a missionary. You know that. I go around the world. Even as Juwan was up here praying, I get to go around the world and minister. I'll be in China in September for a few days with Pastor Jesse. I'll be in Pakistan and India in November for a few days. A few days in each country. I'll be in Pakistan 4 days, India for 4 days. I'll be in Africa in January, and I'll be in Bali, Indonesia in February. So, you know, that's just my schedule right now. But today, I don't want to talk about international, because that is not as important as Jerusalem. So if you stand with me this morning, we'll read the scripture, and this will be our text for the next 4 weeks. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Dear Heavenly Father, we do pray for just more of you and less of us. We pray for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Father God, that we would be so empowered to be that witness, that we would have the boldness to speak forth the God as it comes into our hearts and our minds. And Father, we would not be afraid to testify of how great you are. That Father, you would stir our hearts by the Spirit of God. Lord, that we'd be stirred up, even as you challenged Timothy to stir up the gift of God, that Lord, we'd be challenged to stir up the gift of God inside of us today. And Father, that we would not be slack in the things concerning the kingdom of God. But Lord, we'd be on fire for what you have for us. And Lord, and that we would allow nothing to quench the fire of the Spirit in us. We give you praise today in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the whole thing of receiving power is to be a witness. We receive the Holy Spirit. We receive that power to be a witness. And it is God's desire to empower us to be a witness. Amen. It's his desire that we open up our mouth and speak. If you look at that word power, the Greek word is dunamis. And the meaning is up there on the board, but it says this, the fourth line down, it says specifically miraculous power. Okay, so when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, now we know that when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll speak in tongues. Because that's what happened on Acts chapter 2, verse 4. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they all, everybody say all, spoke in other tongues. So when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, now you may not do it yet, but you can. I'm here to tell you, you can. It's very simple. You just open your mouth and speak. That's what happened to me. Delana's dad laid hands on me one day when I was 18 years old, man. And boy, he laid hands on me, and it flowed out of my mouth for 2 hours. I was like, whoa! I said one word in English in 2 hours, and that was water. I was just going. Just because somebody laid hands on me. And I've laid hands on probably 30,000 people in the last 20 years to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues. I've seen so many people just get it. I seen one lady. I said, this is what I did. I said, I'm going to have you repeat a prayer after me. Then I'm going to pray for you. And then we're all going to pray in tongues. Are we in agreement? And I'm going through the crowd. And this lady's standing right in the middle. And she goes, she's standing just like this. I said, sit down. And she went. See, because if any two agree on any one thing, it shall be done. Amen. And so as I started praying, and I had them repeat a prayer after me, and then I prayed for them. The Holy Spirit, Tony, hit that lady so hard, knocked her flat on the ground, and she was crying and screaming in tongues. But it's kind of funny because the pastor had emailed me before I came to the country, and he said, I know you're coming to my church. I need you to be in prayer. I got a lady that's causing me all kinds of problems. And it was that lady. And the Lord just filled her. But it's transformational when you get filled with the Holy Spirit. You're filled with miraculous power. It's like this, Karen. It's like you're on a Navy ship, okay? And you're the gunner. You have the power at your fingertips to shoot the gun, okay? But you don't have the authority. You have the power, but you don't have the authority. Because Delanda's the captain of the ship. What does it say? Somebody open up your Bible and read Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Come on, a little quicker. 28:18, somebody. Go, Robert, stand up and read it. All authority has been given to Jesus on heaven and on earth. Amen. He has the authority. That is another power word. Just like dunamis is a power word, authority is a power word. It means exousia in Greek. Now, exousia is the right to use the power. Now, Delanda is the captain of the ship. She has the right to use the power, but you have the power. Okay, so you can't pull the trigger without the release from the captain. Jesus is our captain, amen? Jesus has all authority, amen? He has the right to use the power. So if you go to John chapter 16, verses 14 and 15, that's fast. He says, He will glorify me, the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So the Holy Spirit will take of what is Jesus, the authority, and declare it to you. See, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, this tie comes into place. The bridge is gapped that we now have the right to use the power of God that's in us. See, so you can do miracles. You can do miracles. I mean, it's a miracle right now that I'm up and walking, I'm telling you. It hurt so bad when I came in this. I was fine when I got here, and then the pain just flooded me, and then it's gone. So, but by the Spirit of God, He puts in us a power to do miracles. And now you can look at whatever miracle you need today and declare it. Thank you, Delanda, for that amen. You can. I'm telling you. It's the Word of God. By the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by being filled with the Holy Spirit, by being empowered to the Holy Spirit. And the first place that He calls you to go to is Jerusalem. Where is Jerusalem for you? Corona. Corona is Jerusalem for us. This is where we live. This is where we dwell. And it's God's intent that we live and be filled with miraculous power. And He wants to move through us in a powerful way. The Holy Spirit will direct you. I want you to listen to this statement. I'm going to read it as I type because I want you to capture it. The Holy Spirit will direct you as to what to do, but He will not make you do it. He'll give you divine direction, but He won't make you do it. It's up to us. It's up to us to take that step of faith that says, I believe. See, I remember one time I was youth pastor here. I had an earache so bad. I mean, it hurt so bad. I went and I preached to the youth, and I was in there for an hour and a half with the kids, no pain. And then when I got done, I'm like, oh, take me to the hospital. It was so bad. I'm praying that doesn't happen today. I'm praying it goes and stays away in the name of Jesus. But I know that when you come in under the anointing of God, something will happen to you. Amen? So in our daily Bible reading this week, Deuteronomy chapter 30, it brings a powerful message. It says, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord God will bless you in the land which you possess. See, we decide. We decide. Jesus has already done His part for us. His intent is that we walk in the power of God. His intent is that we be the head and not the tail. His intent is that we have a life, live life and life more abundantly in Him. Amen. He said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. That's His intent. And so He's saying in Deuteronomy even, He says, wait, choose life or choose death. Life is obedience to Jesus. Life is walking with the Lord. Life is walking out the Word of God in our lives. Life in the kingdom is just being obedient. And it brings an abundance of who Christ is in us. But now we can walk in disobedience, and it brings death. But you see, no one decides that for you. It's all up to you. You get to decide how you want to live your life. You want to be blessed, Domaries? Huh? Amen. So you be obedient. Amen. You do what God tells you to do. So, and it all begins at home. In your personal home. This isn't your home. You don't sleep here. Your home is up the street, Margaret. My home is at 511 Wellesley. I won't tell you what unit, but I'm up there. But you know what I'm saying? Your home, your personal home is where it all begins, where it should start, where the kingdom of God should be manifest. I love when we come together here, but Delon and I can come together at home too, just as easy as we can come together here. The kingdom of God is where you're at, amen? Your Jerusalem, Corona, Riverside. These are our first responsibility. This is where we're to be a witness first, in your home, in your community, in your job. Amen? That's where missions begins, at home. This is your first responsibility, Corona. Minister to your family. Create opportunity. You know, Pastor Dave likes to eat healthy. Invite him over for dinner with your family. He'll get him saved. Pastor Rob will do that too. You invite me over, I'll come and do it. I don't care. I remember we walked into this lady's house in Peru. It's filled with people. And I'm looking around and this lady that was traveling with us says, who's all these people? I said, opportunity. And I sat down and I started sharing. But then I noticed when I started sharing with these people, they didn't want to be saved. So I shut up. And the lady's like, hey, could you pray for everybody? I said, no. She's like, why? I said, because they don't care. When they get hungry, then call me. When you know they want to hear the words I have to say, because I was casting pearls before swine. They didn't want to hear. They asked the guy that was traveling with me, hey, you want to go clubbing tonight? And I hear this out of the corner of my, you know, it's just like they were over there, and I hear, hey, do you want to go clubbing tonight? And I went, say no. You know, that's a hard thing when you're traveling with a bunch of young people, you know. They're, oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't have drank, Pat. You're not going. Home, community first, amen. You know, every day, here we get food. Well, Monday through Friday, we get food. We get so much food, and now that school is starting up, it'll start in again to where we're getting all this food. And nobody ever around here has to go hungry. May not be the most healthiest food, but there's plenty of it. Where's Valerie? I saw her earlier. Oh, there you are. Huh? It is healthy. I'm talking about all them hundreds of pizzas. But she gets carrots and stuff, but she gets food. And we use the food to reach out to people, amen? We use that food to reach out to our community. We use that, we give it to the community, we give it to the senior living places, we give it to other ministries to help them reach out, and we're looking for more people to touch, amen? You know, you never thought giving out food would be difficult. You know, it's kind of funny, I was sitting in my office two weeks ago on Monday, and I'm looking out my window, and there's people lining up on the sidewalk out there, and I'm like, what are they hanging out for? So I called Valerie. I go, is somebody here to meet you, Valerie? They're down by the food door. She goes, no, they're waiting for food, but we don't have any today because school hadn't started yet. And I'm like, oh, so I had to go down there and tell them, be no food today, I'm sorry. You know, they were lining up. And what I look at is opportunity, amen? It's opportunity. So we have that opportunity here. And we have the food bank on Fridays. Our food bank on Fridays gives such good food. They get meat, sometimes they get really nice birthday cakes and stuff too. I avoid that stuff, but it makes you want to take one once in a while, you know? Cupcakes. But they get 4 to 6 bags of groceries every day, every Friday. And in July, we fed 385 families. We had 25 new families come on Fridays in July, which come down to, we gave food to 1,367 people in July alone. Yeah, amen. But it's not just the bags of food. You know, they line up at the end of the building, they get a number, they go in, they sit down, and then where's Josie? Josie, it's like, well, we got to have worship music. So Josie goes in there and with a couple of ladies. Come on, you do it well. And you, Yolanda, you know. Yolanda, you just ask her to do anything, she's willing. And they lead worship. And the only instrument they have is Mike Rodriguez plays the drums. That's it. And they lead worship in Spanish and in English. And then either Pastor Otto, Pastor Valerie, Pastor RL, or Yolanda translate every message into Spanish or English, whatever it needs to be. But they're in there preaching every week. People are getting saved. People are getting healed. People are getting victory in there. Not just the bags of groceries, not just food for their body, but food for their soul. And we've had many people out of our food ministry get baptized in water. So it's about Jerusalem first. We've got to, we give food to Jerusalem before we give food anywhere else. And that's what it's about. We've got to take care of our home front, amen? It's so important that we take care of our home front. I had a brother come, a pastor. He pastors a Kenyan church up in Norco. He's from Kenya. And he came and to talk to me, and he said, we're Assembly of God pastors. I said, yes, sir. He says, there's 16 million people to reach in Southern California. I said, yes, sir. He says, I know how to do it. I said, okay, I'm open. He said, you know that guy, Greg Lowry? Lowry, or that's what he said. I said, yeah, Harvest. He goes, well, he's got the Harvest Crusade coming up. He's not even AG. And he's doing this huge thing to win these souls. And he's got 200 churches behind him to win souls. He said, why can't we band together as Assemblies of God and do something? I said, well, I don't know. I don't know why not. That's kind of what tonight is tonight. Huh, Rob? We're coming together in unity. See, and that's what we need to get. We need to come together in unity in our community. Amen? And that's what we're doing. Praise God for what Harvest is doing down there. It'll be a great time. And if you go, don't just go to listen to the music. Take an unsaved person with you. Take somebody that needs Jesus. Just don't go to be entertained. It's not about entertainment. It's about the kingdom of God. Amen? Go get them saved and bring them back here. Amen. So, but in our home mission right here, they get the word, they get the food, you know, they get ministered to. You know, I remember Pastor Rob put up a canopy out here on the grass. He said something. He put up a sign that said, do you need a miracle? You know, or free miracles. And he put that up for the high school kids walking down the sidewalk. And he started saying, okay, well, do you need a miracle? Do you need a miracle? And he started asking the kids, do you need a miracle? And they were coming over and getting prayer from him and stuff. It was awesome. You know, he did that. But you could do that. You could do that. There's 300 to 500 kids that walk down our sidewalk every day coming from the high school. And any one of us could be out there with a pop-up in the shade saying, hey, do you need a miracle from heaven? What stops us? What? Fear? Time? I don't buy time because it's priorities. Apathy? Wow, you're hard on yourselves. But you know what I do have for you? I have canopies. I'll lend them to you. I'll set them up for you. I might even join you. I remember when I was doing the young adults ministry here years ago, I had a lawnmower. And I begged somebody, take my lawnmower. Just take it. And my only requirement is that every Saturday you go down 8th Street and you cut somebody's grass. You just knock on the door and tell them you're here to cut their grass. You cut their grass once, and then you say, I'm going to come back next Saturday, but I'm going to bring my barbecue. Invite your friends over. Let's have a barbecue. Just somebody try it. Just somebody do it. I couldn't get anybody to bite. I'm sorry I don't have a lawnmower anymore. Do I have a lawnmower? I don't have a lawnmower anymore. So if somebody wants to donate a lawnmower and see a mission field start busting out, I'd be glad to facilitate that. See, it just takes being creative for the mission of Corona. It just takes stepping outside. Like you said, it just takes making the time. Making the time to reach Corona. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. How many of you believe in Jesus? Okay, I'm drawing a picture of you right now. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied him. So a believer is to preach. A believer is to baptize. A believer is to kick out the devil. A believer is to pray in a heavenly language. A believer is to walk in a covering. A believer is to heal the sick. And then Jesus' part was, He'll work with you and he'll confirm the word you speak. He confirms the word you speak. You know, Delonda's leaving tomorrow morning. She's going to Kentucky and then on to see Carly and Greg and the four boys. And on Friday, they're driving up to Ohio to see our daughter that we haven't seen in 8 years. She's going to go be with them for 5 days. When we were just starting to establish a relationship with her, Delonda and I had a conversation at home. I said, wouldn't it be great if we could go there for Clara's first birthday? Wouldn't it be great if we could just like fly into Kentucky and that me and Carly could drive up to Ohio and we could spend time there? And then maybe I could fly in, you know, into Ohio and see him and everything. Wouldn't that be great if that could happen like that? The next day she called us and she said, hey, wouldn't it be great if you guys could fly in for Clara's birthday and maybe you could go and get Carly and come with Carly and come to... And we're like, Blonda's like, I mean, we're looking at each other like, oh my God, we just spoke it into an existence last night. We just spoke life into it last night. Wouldn't it be great if we all had perfect marriages? Wouldn't it be great if we didn't have any disgusting habits? Huh? Wouldn't it be great if our language was pure? See, but the Lord confirms the word that we speak. So what are you speaking? Because it matters. It's going to make a difference in your life. Stop saying, I can't, I won't, or it never happened for me. Stop saying, it will, it's done, leave it. Change your mentality, not to be like Ron. I'm only telling you what the Word of God says. He confirms the word spoken. What are you speaking? It's going to make a difference in your life. That's the idea of being a witness. He'll confirm what you say. You see somebody down and out, man, pull them up, amen? Man, I did not want to on Thursday. I did not want to stop and talk to that guy, but I felt the Lord tell me to stop and talk to that guy, and I was in a hurry. I wanted to go, and, you know, but I spent about an hour with this guy, and he just wasn't very receptive to anything, but I thought, I'm going to invest because I can't talk about it if I'm not going to do it. You know, but this guy stood outside the church for probably 6 hours on the porch holding onto the handrail for 6 hours on Thursday. Tried to talk to him. Finally, when I was getting ready to leave, I brought him in. We sat down and we talked for about an hour. And it's just, you know, I didn't know all what's going on with him, but he'll be back. So the idea of being witness is what we're to do. And we need people. We need people to pick up food. We need people to bag groceries. We need people to clean up the mess. Amen. I always like, who's going to do cleanup? We need people to run sound on Fridays. We need people to call out the numbers of the people. We need people just to connect with people. People just want to be able to tell their story half the time. Can you sit and listen to somebody for a few minutes and then pray with them? You know, we need people to hand out tracts. We need people who can pray with people. We need people that can give maybe just a few hours a week towards the ministry. We need people to make an effort. Will it stretch you? Yeah, home mission stretches you. It's in your face. It's not like going in, you know, I fly into Peru, I speak 20 times in 7 days, and I come home, that's it, man, I'm done. They don't, you know, they just, they're not calling me going, hey, you stirred up my crowd or, you know, none of that. It's just like, you know, that's it. Here, it's always with you. Here, people need friends, amen? People need to connect. It's what home missions, Jerusalem, Corona is all about. making an effort to reach out to someone. Now, I'm going to ask you a hard question. I might have asked it last week. I don't know. But here's my question to you. When was the last time you led someone to Jesus and made a disciple of them? Because that's what we're called to do. And a hush fell over the room. That's what matters right now. People are dying and going to hell. And we can't have it. We've got to open up our mouth and we've got to be able to speak. And that's what being filled with the Holy Spirit is meant to do. It's meant to empower you to do it. We also have Celebrate Life on Tuesday nights. It's a place where you can invite people that are stuck. You know anybody that's stuck? Stuck in a rut and they don't seem like they can get out? Go to Celebrate Life on Tuesday night. Danny and Don Maurice do Celebrate Life. It's not just a 12-step to get over drugs. It's 12 steps to getting unstuck. If you feel stuck, get unstuck. Take the steps to get unstuck. Now, Delon and I taught it from September to January, August to January. And man, it's a beautiful thing. If you feel stuck, get unstuck. Don't worry about it, man. Danny, Don Maurice just love you and have fun. Sometimes we need help getting over those issues. I showed you that video, getting over the wall last week. We need help, amen? We need help. We need encouragement. We need somebody to come along that'll come alongside and help us over that wall. And some of you have been hitting the wall. You've been stuck. You've been banging your head against the wall, and you need to get up and get over it, amen? This is what the enemy does. The enemy tells you, you can do this on your own. You don't need anybody. Nobody needs to know your issues. Just do it on your own. You'll be okay. That's what the enemy, because if they know your issue, well, then they might not like you. See, that's all the enemy. Because what the Word of God tells me to do, Carol, is he says, expose it. Expose the dark thing to the light. See, but the darkness hates the light because it doesn't want to be revealed. So he tries to convince you, don't tell anybody what you're going through. And that's how the enemy keeps a stranglehold on you. He keeps a hold on you because he's convinced if you tell somebody, it will not be good. But if you don't tell somebody what you're going through, it will not be good. Because then the enemy is winning. And you've got to expose it. Expose it to the light. Amen? That's why Celebrate Life is a great place. They're not going to talk about what you exposed. It's not about what you exposed. It's about who Jesus is. Yes. Who is Jesus to you? That's what matters. But the devil will be right there going, don't tell him, don't tell him, don't tell him. You got to get past that, amen? You need friends to get over the obstacle. And I know there's people that are crying out for help, that really want help. But it doesn't come out of your mouth. You're dying on the inside, but you won't let it come out of your mouth. We also have internet radio. Did you know that? Conquista! Radio Conquista! Pastor Otto built it all up. We're going to do 4 hours of English and 20 hours in Spanish. So we're going to put as much of our services on there as we can get, as much talk shows as we can get, interviews on there as we can get. I know KCWG is the number one internet radio station right now, but we're going to work at dethroning it. So, but that takes help. You know, I was in Peru, and this lady, she was incredible. She was an engineer, and she had a great voice for radio, and she talked, and she moved those knobs and adjusted and the volumes here and there, and I'm like, man, how's she doing all that on her own, you know? But we need somebody, some people that would say, hey, you know what, I'd like to help out with the radio. I'd like to learn how to do that board. Because Pastor Otto and I are having a meeting this week, and we're going after it. We want to get the Word of God out there every way that we can. We do Facebook, we do podcast, we do everything we can to get the Word out there. Angela called me. She said, hey, what's this charge for Podbean? I said, oh, that's so I could get the word of God out to those people that are listening to me in foreign countries. You know, our website, we get more hits from Brazil, China, Indonesia, but there's a place in Europe that we're getting a lot of hits from on our website. And I know they're listening to our messages and stuff. And so we just keep putting it up there, keep putting it out there. And we need people that would say, you know what, I could do that stuff. I could do that because right now I do it. So, I mean, I'm really fast at it, but I do it. And I want somebody that come alongside and take that from me, amen? So we can put recorded messages of everything going on. We can put the Joy Group message. We could put the youth message. We could put all our Wednesday night teachings on the radio, that we could get the news out there, amen? If what we're doing in-house is good for us, it's got to be good for somebody else, amen? We can rise up and do more than we've ever thought or imagined we could do just by taking a few extra steps and making the time to reach out to somebody. And it doesn't take that much time. I mean, I'm sure there's a learning curve on the soundboard for the radio, but you could learn it. We also have small groups. Today is Small Group Sunday. See, what I'm doing with you today is I'm showing you, revealing to you our Jerusalem. We have College and Career that meets on Friday nights. They meet after prayer at 8 o'clock out in room 1. College and Career, led by Mario, our sound man up there. Wave at everybody, Mario. Yep. So he's doing that out there on Friday nights, every Friday night. We have a small group that's focused on marriage. That's Pastor Jesse and Angela. He's out speaking in Spanish right now. So we are multitasking today. And then we have Valerie over there that leads a small group. And Abe and Shirley, I think they're on vacation today, but then we have Dean and Nancy over there that lead a small group, and we have Bob and Yolanda over there that lead a small group, and you know, maybe you could all go to Glorify Only One tonight, and you don't have to make any food, and go and have fun worshiping God together. We're also launching a new small group. How many of you know that being single is okay? Being single is okay. It's not a bad thing to be single, amen? One thing that we've noticed, Delanda's had a lot of ministry with single women. A lot. It seems like she spends most of her time with single women, talking to them, encouraging them. And so we're starting a single women's small group. It'll start the second Sunday in September, and it'll meet out in room 1. And she just wants to connect with you ladies and just have fun with you, have a time of sharing the word with you. But God has given her a ministry to single women. And so you'll be blessed hanging out with her. I know that, you know, when Jeanette first moved in with us many years ago, she used to come home every day and have an hour of power with Delanda. and it was a great, great thing that God's been doing in Jeanette. So we've just really feel like, you know, we want to, you know, and listen, no guys are allowed, okay? Women only. I remember we were in China one time, and Delanda was holding these Chinese women. She would grab them and hold them, and they'd just break, and they'd sob. And she'd just hold them, and this is so un-Chinese. And she'd hold each woman for 15 to 20 minutes. Now, this went on for 6.5 hours, you know, while we were ministering. But I'd see a guy try and go get in line. I'd say, get over here. Come here. I'll give you a hug. There's always one that tries to slip over there. So, ladies, that's going to start the second Sunday in September. We also have the Vista Cove Outreach on the second Saturday. Dan and Ann Redding are doing so, which to Vista Cove. On Wednesdays, we have 2 classes for adults. We have Lifted Youth. We have Kids of Hope. We have the Spanish Bible study. On Sunday mornings right now, we have English, Spanish, and Korean going on. And my heart's desire, and I'm begging for it, I'm asking God for it, is an Arabic church on Sundays. I believe in my spirit we need an Arabic church. I believe because we have to push back against the powers of darkness in our city, amen. And listen, the way I see that we push back is not by going and protesting at the mosque, not loading up with the guns, although I do have a few, but winning them to Jesus. Yes. Let's win them to Jesus. We need an Arabic church here. I need you all to join with me and pray that we're going to have an Arabic church here by the end of the year. We need it. It's got to happen. What did they say in the Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. We've got to get it to a place that we can start. We have a room over there that we can put them in right now. It'll hold 30 people, 40 people. You start today. We have a keyboard, an extra keyboard we could put in there for music. We can start today. We just need the people to lead it. Juwan. Juwan speaks Arabic. That's why I said Juwan. I think English is his third language. But listen, Psalms 2:8 says this. It says, ask of me, and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. God is bringing the nations to us right now. If we had to have a different language service every day, I would be okay with that. Because God told me 3 years ago he was going to bring the nations to us and not to reject them. So we need to make a way to reach out, amen? We need to have an open heart to touch people for the King of Glory. We need to be willing. We may not be so able, but you know, when we're willing, God can use a willing vessel, amen? I remember when I was youth pastor, my worship leader resigned on Monday. So on Tuesday, I called the keyboard player. I said, you're the new worship leader. He's like, what? I said, you're the new worship leader. He says, I don't sing. I said, you're the new worship leader. Let's practice tonight. So he came, and he was right. He couldn't sing. But you know what? He was so willing that God brought people around him that could sing. God brought people around him to lift him up. God brought people around him to encourage him and help him. And I took the kids on a retreat. I had about 90 kids go up on the mountain. And he was the worship leader. Brought in a guest speaker. And he got up there and he began to play the piano. And we began to worship. The Holy Spirit fell on us for 3 days. Our guest speaker spoke 5 minutes. That was it. Because the kids couldn't get off their face. I couldn't get off my face. I finally said, all right, you got a 5-minute window, go. Just because somebody was willing. Are you willing? Or do you just want status quo to keep happening? At some point, the church has got to rise up. Being filled with the Spirit of God and being empowered to be a witness. Stand with me if you would, please. If you say, Pastor Ron, I want to be filled and I want to be empowered, just come to the front right now. I don't care if you've already been filled. I don't care if you already pray in tongues. You want to be filled. You want to be empowered. Just come to the front right now. Let's do this. You're willing. Give me some music, Mario. Praise you, Jesus. I don't care if you're down here, you're back there. Everybody raise your hands right now. I want everybody to repeat this prayer after me. We're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill us right now. Just pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you that he died for me and rose from the dead. And that he's sitting at your right hand. Jesus, Give me the promise of the Father. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me overflowing today. Give me my heavenly language, Holy Spirit. Fill me today. I surrender all to you. I'm all in with you, Jesus. Fill me with the Spirit of God. Empower me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to pray for you. When I'm done praying, we're all going to pray in tongues. We're all just going to begin to open our mouths and let Him fill it. And we're just going to speak whatever's coming in. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for these men and women of God. I thank you for the promise of the Father. I thank you, Lord, that you've sent your Holy Spirit to empower us to be a witness. And I pray, Father God, that a holy boldness would come upon us. Lord, that you would make us so bold that we can't hold back, Lord, sharing Jesus with people. Father, let it fall in this place. Let the Holy Spirit fall on us today. Fill us overflowing today with your Spirit, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And now let's all begin to speak in tongues. Empower. Come on. The word of God declares that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let it flow right now. Yes, somebody de bara de mara de basso. Yeah, kidding in a la basso. Yeah, kidding in a ba. Gloria andare yeri de la bara de basso. Yeah, kidding in a la ma. Yeah, let it flow. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, shondar ye. Yondar ye la basso. Yeah, kidding. Yondar ye de la mara de bara de basso. Yondar ye. Yes, andare ieri da da ba, bombare di biri di 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 da 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 ba. Glory andare ieri da 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 basso. Fill us Lord, yes andare ieri, yambare da bare da basso andare ieri da 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 ba. Oh, yambare di biri di e, yeah, yambare da basso. Glory andare ieri da 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 da. Open your mouth and He will fill it. Just begin to speak. Yes andare ieri da 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 basso andare di e. Come on, yes, shambara da bara da ba. Oh, stir up your spirit today. Glory on that yere da 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 basso. Yeah, kiri da 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 da. You shod that yere da 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 ma. Bombara da basso, glory on that yere. Yeah, kiri da 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 ma. Glory on that yere, shod that yere. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Glory on that yere. Yeah, shahao. You shod that yere da 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 ba. Shondar yeri na 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 maso ndari di diye. Yeri na 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 maso. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yay, let it flow, God. Yay, fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord. Yay. Yori andar yeri na 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 maso. Yay, we glorify you, Lord. Glorify you, Jesus. Ori andar yeri hira na mare ni biri diye. Yeah, shambari de basso. Yeah, kiri re 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 basso. Yeah, yo, sha. Shondari ye re 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 basso. Shondari ye re 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 re. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, riandari di di. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that spoke in tongues for the first time? Anybody here spoke in tongues for the first time? Okay. Praise God. Listen. Praying in the Spirit will encourage you. Praying in the Spirit will build you up. Praying in the Spirit will cause you to step out. Don't stop praying in tongues. Because, listen, God wants to do a great work through you. God wants to do miraculous things through you. God wants to bring healing through you. God wants to bring victory through you. Now's not the time to sit back. now's the time to press forward. There's so much in the body of Christ that we can do. And I believe whether you're out there or you're down here, God is empowering you today to do it. And I just challenge you again with this question. When was the last time you led somebody to Jesus? It's got to come alive in us. It's got to become real to us. So, Father, I praise you and I thank you for today. I thank you for this body of believers, Father. And I pray, Father God, there would come a stirring in our heart for souls of Jerusalem, Father. Lord, the souls in Jerusalem. Lord, our children, our neighbors, Father God, our grocery clerks, Lord, the people all around us, the people that we work with, Lord, our Jerusalem. Lord, we don't want to be responsible for them not going to heaven. Lord, I pray that it burn in our hearts, God. Souls for the kingdom, souls for the kingdom. Lord, let it burn in us, God. Let the weight be on us for what breaks your heart, God. And we know that souls. We thank you for our Jerusalem, God. And Lord, we're down here because we're committing to winning Jerusalem. We're committed to winning. We're committed to winning. We're committed to winning, Father. We shall not give up. We shall not go away silent. We shall go in victory with a voice loud and clear. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, and he gave his life for you. And we give you praise today. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big clap today, huh? I want you to go today, and I want you to pray. Because there are some God ideas in you that you've been sitting on. And I believe that now is the season and now is the time that God wants to bring them forward. So if you need to make an appointment with me, you call me and you come, you see me, and let's figure out how we can accomplish your God idea. Margarita, was it you that had the idea about the people lining the streets? It was you. We got to do that. We got to get that up. It's been on my heart. Another pastor over there said, oh, we got to do that. We got to do this. We got to be a voice. Amen. Let's get together. Let's work this out. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.